So, it's been 3 weeks. 3 weeks since I evacuated. I've been home for two. 1 week of that, we didn't have electricity, so no heat. We had hot water. When we came back, I think I recorded. I don't even know. I've lost so much track of time. It's really. This storm has kicked a large portion of the Northeast Coast off its bearings, off its foundation. It's nothing short of weird living in an area that is so hurt. The peninsula that I live on is called the Rockaways or Rockaway Beach. Although I'm learning more about the geography. I don't think any of the technical names for this area is Rockaway Beach. It's Far Rockaway, Arverne, Edgemere, Rockaway Park. But it's a little peninsula out off of JFK Airport and facing the ocean. And so we're between the bay and the ocean, and we're narrow. And when this storm surge came in, the bay and the ocean met with several feet of water over the land. The entire peninsula, from what I understand, went underwater. And you see it. I mean, houses just destroyed, and then the fires that came afterward. It's nothing short of devastating. And I'm sitting on a broken boardwalk. Like, literally sitting on a broken boardwalk right now. And that's nothing on what people are going through. People are having to replace everything. If they had a basement, if they had a first floor. And we're one of the very, very few lucky people who didn't have any water in the house. So what that means now, 3 weeks later, is the subway that I used to take to work. A good portion of the subway bridge broke. Parts of the track washed away, parts of the train bridge washed away. Several miles of track are all messed up, and it's going to take a really long time. So getting to work is no fun these days. Absolutely no fun. Because then I get to work and everything's fine. Everything's normal. Matt and I can't help but have these feelings where we're like, let's just get out. Let's go back to normal instead of staying in broken. But I want to stay. I want to see my community rebuild. I've seen nothing short of, I keep trying to speak in these large generalities, but it's really amazing seeing the resolve of people who live here and have lost everything. And sometimes I feel like they're happier, at least in the moments that I see them, than I feel. And I feel really spoiled. I mean, it's been 3 weeks I haven't had internet. On the surface, it's internet, whatever. But that means that with my commute being so long, I can't work from home. So I'm having to have this long-ass journey into work, and I can't be home to, you know, have electricians come by to inspect or gas lines inspected or get Fios hooked up because I'm really, really angry at Time Warner Cable. It's just very frustrating, and you know, my wars with LIPA and is a war of several hundred thousand people probably. But I've also realized how frustrating it is when you're in this situation and you don't feel counted. I have so many blog posts that I've started writing on my phone, and then I get really frustrated because it sucks. I want to know why we're not being counted. LIPA didn't count us in their outage number. People still don't have power. And since I've gotten power back, I mean, it's easy to forget what that felt like. But if you live out here, you're not counted in their number. And then these articles are coming out about how the outage here isn't nearly as bad as other storm-related outages. Well, how are you getting those numbers if you're not counting people? Just boggles my mind. And then Time Warner Cable has the nerve, to also publish a list and not put Arverne or Rockaway Park on their list. Does that mean that we're not even on their radar to get fixed? And then they leave me these hilarious messages that show me they are full of shit. They tell me that they're working with my power company to get cable back on. And then they say Con Ed. Well, we don't have Con Ed. We have LIPA, assholes. So if you're working with Con Ed to get my cable back up and running, unless your cable center is in an area that has Con Ed, you're lying. Just put us on your fucking map so that we know. Give us an estimate. Even if the estimate is a month from now. I could live with that. I just can't live with seeing a list of outages and information and then my town isn't even on it. It sucks not being counted. But as I sit here, I'm watching a mobilization of electric crews. And it's so cool. Some of these guys are here from Quebec and Michigan and Illinois. It's just amazing how many people came from so far away to help everybody. I mean, the stories that I hear on a daily basis from my relatives, my grandparents, my aunt, my cousin, my best friend, have all been displaced for a really long time and still don't have a lot of things back. And they need furnaces, and they need hot water boilers. I don't even know if that's the same thing, actually. But they need heat and hot water. And in order to get heat and hot water, they need new appliances. But there's nowhere to even get those appliances. All the stores here are out of them. Ugh. 3 weeks in. It's going to be a long, cold winter. A long, long, cold winter. Enough of my raging. I think I woke up in a foul mood for two reasons. One, I still don't have cable, and I tried to call Time Warner. Just to understand if we're even on their radar. Again. Because when you're not counted, you feel like you have to scream a lot to make sure that someone knows. And I waited on hold for 20 minutes, and then I pressed the option to leave a message because I got tired of sitting on hold. And then it said the mailbox was full. Thank you. Goodbye. Great, thanks for hanging up on me. Makes me really feel valued. And then, there's a helicopter passing. Let's see, is it news? Military? That's a news helicopter. It's the other thing that just pissed me off and I get it, but I'm not happy about it. When we were staying with my brother, I fell in love with this little dog. Just fell in love. And they have a lot of dogs, so a lot of dogs. 9 dogs. And some of them, his girlfriend has been looking for a home for. And the one that we fell in love with, she was looking to place. So I said, that's it. I want this dog. The dog's like 3 pounds. I never even wanted a small dog. But 3 pounds is like a sixth of the size of my cat or something. Or a fifth. A fifth of the size of my cat. So reached out to my landlord. And my landlord was very plain. The people who lived there before us had dogs. Destroyed the apartment. And they were hesitant about us even having a cat, so they put it in the lease that we couldn't have any more pets. So we reached out to them, and I mean, the work that we've done to live in this apartment that's now cut off from everything, and now we'll never probably really feel safe there again, because now we know what can happen. They're going to have a really hard time finding a tenant, and they told us no. So you've just pretty much given me something to think about when our lease is coming up. I even offered to have them come in and spot check and make sure that the place is in much better condition than when we moved in, and that wouldn't change. They were kind enough to say we could do it temporarily, but I'm not going to lie because I'm not a liar. The goal would not be for it to be temporary. So, I get it. But then in the back of my head, I'm like, don't you realize, like, our lease is up in 6 months and it's going to be really, really hard to get the rent you're getting without a subway line running here. And with the boardwalk destroyed and with all the businesses, now I flee because people are coming up to, block off where I just came in. I'm not supposed to be here. Beaches are closed because there's, waste in the water. Nice, right? It's such a little fragile society. And when we go into town to the places that we used to love to eat and see that the water level was over our heads, it's gonna be so long before businesses come back. A grocery store came back about a week later, a week and a half later, and they closed by 7 p.m. Now, if you have a job, as we do, we never leave work at 5 or 6 or sometimes even 7. Now add to that a commute that used to be an hour is now 2, sometimes 2.5. There's very little working here. And it's 3 weeks later. So hopefully over the next few months, things will get better. At least I still love coming down to the beach, even if it is temporarily closed due to unsafe conditions on the boardwalk and all sorts of various utility lines down. And even if it is polluted. Ugh, what a mess.